Lesson 6. Apparel. Apparel. Appreciate. Appreciate. Continuous. Continuous. Dissolve. Dissolve. Domesticate. Domesticate. Emerge. Emerge. Fiber. Fiber. Function. Function. Hatch. Hatch. Inhibit. Inhibit. Minute. Minute. Motion. Motion. Sheath. Sheath. Shed. Shed. Transfer. Transfer. Read the passage below, then complete the exercise that follows. The story of silk. As soft as silk, we say, and with good reason. For silk is among the softest and finest of all fabrics. But where does silk come from? The silkworms that produce it come mainly from China, where they have been domesticated for thousands of years by silk farmers. According to legend, a Chinese empress, known as the Lady of Xiling, began the cultivation of silkworms in 2640 BCE, and the practice spread from China to other regions. Silk-producing areas today include Japan, Korea, India, Thailand, and Brazil. The story of silk begins when the female moth lays its eggs, up to 500 of them at a time. They are minute, each smaller than the head of a pin. The eggs are stored in a cool place to inhibit their growth until the silk farmer is ready to use them. At that time, they are transferred to a heated container called an incubator. 20 days later, tiny silkworms start to hatch. At this stage of its life, a silkworm does just one thing. It eats. And it eats just one thing, the leaves of the mulberry tree. A silkworm eats continuously, growing bigger and bigger, until it seems ready to burst out of its skin. Then, it stops eating and remains motionless for about a day, a sign that it will soon shed its old skin and replace it with a new one. This occurs 4 times altogether. When fully grown, at about 6 weeks, the silkworm has increased its size 70-fold. It now stops eating and prepares to enter the next stage of its life. To accomplish this, the silkworm first sheaths itself in a cocoon, a kind of protective shell made from silk thread that it produces from a part of its body called the spinneret. During the 3 weeks it spends inside the cocoon, the silkworm turns into a fully grown moth. It has no teeth, so it cannot eat its way out. Instead, it produces a liquid that dissolves the silk, making a hole in the cocoon. Then, it slowly pulls itself through the hole. Once it has emerged from the cocoon, it is free to stretch its wings, although they serve no useful function. Centuries of careful breeding have resulted in the silk moth's wings being so feeble that it cannot fly. Most silkworms, however, do not survive to become moths. The few that do are used for breeding. The rest of the cocoons are taken by the farmer and heated in an oven to kill the silkworm inside. The silk, which is up to a mile long, is carefully unwound from the cocoon by machines. It can then be spun and woven into cloth to make men's and women's apparel, as well as upholstery, sheets, curtain materials, and even carpets. Silk is the strongest of all natural fibers. It is also light in weight, warmer than cotton, rayon, or linen, and wrinkle-resistant. These qualities, together with its incredible softness, make it highly desirable to those who appreciate the finer things in life.